And we're back. Welcome to the Cultured Cannabis Podcast. Happy Thursday. Hope everyone's staying well and healthy out there. I am one of the hosts, Anthony Lee, aka Full-Time Tony. I'm here with my guy, JC Coates. What's good, fam?
What up, what up, what up?
How we doing?
Everything's great, man.
Everything's been good. Yeah. So listen, before we get, you know, started with our guests, I wanted to quickly give some shout outs where shout outs are due, right, JC?
Man, there's some real heroes out in the community right now.
Yeah, and you know what's so funny is that these heroes are not the billionaires or the millionaires or the executives at Wall Street. These are the people that work at grocery stores. These are the bud tenders at the dispensaries. These are the nurses on the front lines of this coronavirus. So we just want to give, you know, a heartfelt thank you to everyone that's on the front line right now. You know, no matter what your job is, it's very important and crucial. So thank you for putting your life at risk potentially to, you know, make sure that we're able to do what we need to do.
Right. Yeah. And you know, we're taking our social distancing serious too. You know,
yes.
We're working from home. You know, cannabis is a necessity, right?
And yes.
You know, we went down to the cultivation today. We fulfilled some orders. You know, getting some medicine out to some patients. But other than that, you know, we're staying home. You know what I mean? We're keeping our distance, and even on our podcast, right?
Well, I mean, if Rick pans out here, you look at, we, you know, that's not 6 feet, but almost. It's pretty close.
It's a little further than usual, right?
It's, yeah, a little further than usual. Usually, I like JC a little bit closer to me, you know.
then with our guests too, right?
Yeah, and with our guests. So, you know, obviously today it's just me and JC in the studio. Last week we weren't in the studio due to some complications. So we're back in the studio, but it's just me and JC. Today we have a guest. This person is actually one of the people that's currently on the front line working at a dispensary, doing some deliveries. Also someone that's been in the community for a long time, been coming to Culture and Cannabis since essentially day one,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like pretty much all of them.
I can't remember a Culture and Cannabis event when I didn't see.
He's definitely a staple in this cannabis community. Let's welcome Jaybird Jordan. What's up, my man? How are we doing?
What's up, guys? Appreciate you having me on the show.
Thank you
live
so much
from my
for
bedroom.
Coming on the show, my man. So listen, so talk about like your title and what you're currently doing at the dispensary that you're at, and like what you're kind of seeing with all this kind of like craziness going on.
Yeah, man. I'm currently the delivery driver at Sahara Wellness, and I'm writing up orders right now. We actually went from averaging, you know, a daily delivery of, you know, probably 20 deliveries a day, 20, 25 deliveries a day, to over 250, 300, because we have to shut it off at a certain time. So, I mean, we're having an excess number of calls flood in. If you check my Instagram out today, you can see that metric takes a long time writing up orders and stuff like that. So you're just coming into simple complications like writing somebody's address three times on a piece of paper for the state to have all their regulations and stuff like that. So you know, the minimums, the people that were coming in buying grams and stuff like that for medicine daily because that's all they can afford, I'm hurting for people like them right now, because it's, if you see $75 delivery minimums or $100 minimums across the board. Now, granted, they're doing that to help the number of calls coming in, but it's still affecting business a lot. And it's crazy. It's like I called it Hurricane Katrina all over again, but within the cannabis industry.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's definitely tragic. I mean, and I remember exactly where I was during Hurricane Katrina, and I think I'm going to be remembering where I was, you know, during these times too. So I mean, you know, Sahara Wellness, you guys serve the medical community a lot over there, is that correct?
And they opened up as a medical facility. Shout out to them. You know, one of the only women-owned facilities in the state, and Ms. B over there, she's doing a fabulous job with the facility, you know. Especially expanding and running this in the time of crisis, how quick we went. She calls it, we went from a cannabis shop to a Pizza Hut delivery overnight. So it's, yeah. I mean, just the mass amount, like the phone doesn't stop ringing. You know, you hang up the phone call and somebody else is calling in automatically. It's wild. I've never seen nothing like it. You know, in the 3 years that I've been in the cannabis industry, you know, I went from Jenny's to Top Notch to sales rep of Vegas Canagars to Sahara Wellness, and this has been crazier than opening day of recreation. So
What steps are you taking right now to, you know, protect yourself, you know, and potentially protect the customers when you are doing these deliveries?
So, I mean, we're provided masks and gloves every single day. We sanitize and wash your hands every single day. We're overprotective about that, honestly. Just some of our staff members are, you know, higher risker than others. Higher risk than others. I said risker. Higher risk than others. So, you know, we're just taking extra precautions to make sure that we're always sanitizing, keeping clean, making sure that sick people don't come to work. And making sure, obviously, our products pre-sealed, so we don't have to worry about the product. So other than that, pretty much the basic precautions everybody else has taken.
Nice. And then what, as far as, like, you know, obviously you're delivering to the regular recreational patient, you're probably delivering to a lot of medical patient, but what are you seeing being ordered? Like, what do you think is, like, you know, like becoming more popular because of this? Are people, obviously people are trying to hit these order minimums or these free delivery minimums, so people are probably trying to buy a lot at once and just do one large trip. Is that kind of what you're seeing, or are you trying to see, are people just trying to hit that minimum mark? So that they honestly can just get the delivery minimum hit, or are people ordering a lot at one time?
It's starting to look like a grocery list to me, you know what I mean? Like, it's starting to look like a weekly supply, so that way they can order for the week, kind of, and they're starting to prepare of like what they go through a week. So you're starting to see flour plus edibles a little bit more, or flour and vapes too. Obviously everybody loves their flour in Vegas, it seems like to me. Majority is flour, pre-rolls, but then of course you're going to see just a whole bunch of vapes on one order, or you'll see just a whole bunch of edibles depending on the preference of the person, obviously. But bigger orders, obvious, just bigger orders, just, you know, half ounces to ounces minimum.
Nice.
Yeah, and, you know, this is something that I've heard from, you know, friends like Christine, who's a general manager up at Bloom Reno, you know, seeing her make some posts on Facebook talking about these horror stories about, you know, potential, you know, customers, people that are trying to order that are frustrated, you know, that it's taking so long, or their order's not getting through, and, you know, being kind of nasty to, you know, these delivery drivers or the people that work at the dispensaries taking the order. Have you experienced anything like that with any one of the patients that have, you know, ordered from you guys?
You know, actually, in being the delivery driver, I do get to take some deliveries out, honestly, and like the patients that I see that we deliver to on a regular basis or something like that, because we did have to hire an outside delivery service to help take on the demand of people. So we're I think yesterday they said that we are able to do, I'm not going to release numbers because I don't think that I'm supposed to, but
that's okay.
We did, you know, every single day we are increasing the amount of deliveries that we're doing. We found a really good schedule that works. We've been able to hire a lot of people. So, but being in the community, you know, we tell people on the phone that it's going to take 3 to 6 hours, or we can't even give you a time. And we are doing same day delivery. A lot of people are doing next day deliveries, but we're able to get it out the same day. And when I get there, a lot of people have honestly been very appreciative. They're just thankful that they're getting their product and, you know, thanking me that I'm coming out to do this in these times. So I feel like I'm more appreciated than anything. I haven't had anybody be nasty with me.
Well, that's good. That's good. I mean, this is going to bring a lot of change to the industry. I think a lot of change in the customer behavior too, right? I think everybody's always wanted cannabis delivery, right? But it's always been kind of an issue here in Las Vegas. I mean, there's been other, you know, delivery companies. I won't name any names, but it just takes all day to get your orders. And I think, you know, some stores just kind of thought, you know, oh heck, I'm busy, so I'm not even going to really focus on delivering. But you know, after this, I think some of those stores kind of got caught with their pants down, and I think, you know, you're going to see delivery get better. You're going to see all the stores kind of implement it. I think, you know, the experience in Las Vegas or in Nevada in general, when it comes to getting your cannabis delivery, will hopefully get a lot better through this.
Yeah, I also think that as well that you know, people are going to start ordering more delivery, right? Because yes. that's something, you know, obviously I'm a massive cannabis consumer. I purchase product multiple times a week. And I had never done a delivery order ever in my whole entire life because I don't like that type of experience. I want to be able to go there. I want to be able to talk to the bud tender. I want to know what they're thinking, what's new, what's fresh, what do they like? Because those are the real insiders. Mm-hmm. And so when you don't get that human interaction, you don't really get to know. But also, you know, throughout the time, you get to learn what you like, what you don't like. And so putting that online order, obviously, it's, you know, right now it's kind of, you know, it's I did my first one through Planet 13. They told me it was going to be there between 5 and 8. Mm-hmm. And it didn't show up till 11 o'clock at night. And it's, yeah. you know, no big deal. Obviously, like, they're doing their best to try to make it happen. The order still got there. It was a correct order. The mm-hmm. driver was unbelievably nice. Mm-hmm. So I can't complain at all. But, you know, you're going to see more people, including myself, doing more delivery now.
Yeah. I mean, and by the way, I ordered Amazon and they messed their order up. You know what I mean? So it's not just the cannabis industry. I think everybody's getting delivery, but I think you're right. I mean, I think some people are going to end up, hey, this is great.
Yeah, I think this is going to build up a new market too, you know? And so it's interesting to see, you know, obviously it's unfortunate of the times of things that are going on right now, but it leads to opportunity.
Do you think we'll see delivery only stores after the virus?
I don't think there's ever going to be a delivery only store, but I think there's going to be some of the stores that go more heavy into delivery where like, you know, they're trying to do turn and burn mm-hmm. with lots of drivers.
Yeah,
so
I think a lot of
I wanted to ask you one last thing. So, Jaybird, if you know, a lot of people haven't done delivery orders, including myself before last time, and you know, there's definitely some tips and tricks when ordering, and just some like common manners that you should have, like when you're making these orders, right? Obviously, being nice, make sure that you tip. Stuff of that nature. Do you have any like tips and tricks that you could give to the listeners or viewers right now about ordering cannabis in Nevada?
Yeah, man, I would honestly say try not to be picky at these point in times. If you do know a terpene profile or if you would rather have indica or sativa, try to just be very broad about that. Let's not get into terpene profiles and call and ask in the shop about terpene profiles as much. I know that sounds very against what I'm so about, but I mean, kind of do your own research and know your strains too. You know what I mean? If you smoke something, find out what they have in stock. One of the biggest things I found out is it's hard to keep up with weed maps right now because of the mass amount of people, the weed maps being incorrect. So allow the people at the dispensaries to get weed maps updated so that they can make your orders correct. Most of the people that are ordering are recreational, I will say that. So don't be picky and know that it's going to get there eventually. We're working our hardest. And yeah, man, that's about it.
Nice. And you know, I just wanted to touch on that. Just, you know, that you being right now being one of those frontline workers, I think it's important to note that. And that's the main reason why we want to have you on the podcast today. But the other reason why is because when you're not a delivery driver, you're a man in the industry. You're a man in the scene. You know, I don't think I've never not seen you at an event. So, and I think that's, you know, pretty cool to see. There's some people in the industry that I think, you know, they're always going to be there.
Yes.
They're always going to be there. They're always going to be doing their thing, always be hustling. And Jaybird's one of those guys. So let's first talk about the shirt that you're wearing right now, my man. So We'd Be Better Off. How are you associated with them? What, you know, what's kind of their brand message? Give us a little lowdown on them.
Man. So We'd Be Better Off is apparel. It's a lifestyle. It's a message that I believe in wholeheartedly. I lost my father to an accidental overdose of pain pills in 2015. And that basically kicked me in my ass and changed my life, you know. It was sudden. I was living in Memphis, Tennessee at the time. And when I moved to Vegas, I found out about the brand We'd Be Better Off. But I found out about the brand while I was working for a dispensary. I moved to Vegas to find my dream job in the cannabis industry. Moved here August 6, 2017. Prior to that, I was a coroner, so I was picking up the deceased, and did a complete 180 of a life change of what I was doing for my career. And We'd Be Better Off, the owner, Jim, shout out to Jim. He told me to tell you what's up, JC.
Shout out to Jim.
Shout out, Jim. He approached me kind of in a phone call, and you know, he gave me a couple shirts and saw what I could do with them, and I got them in a couple hands of some celebrities. And you know, if you look on my page or We Be Better Off page, I believed in the message, and how Jim presents the message is a lot better than what I believe. But I was coming from the way that he says the message is a lot more beautiful than I can ever present it. But what We Be Better Off means to me is more than, I don't know, I've developed friendships from cannabis stronger than family members that I have, you know what I mean? And cannabis brings people together in ways. I've met you guys, the cannabis community that I'm in right now. Like, I have 20 people that I could call my family that I feel like that I just met within the last 3 years. And like people like yourselves that are just doing hard work. We'd be better off doing work for the community to help one another, you know. And it's bigger than me. It's bigger than me. So I just love what he's about. And
I think you said it really beautiful.
the most Jaybird fashion, he said it so beautiful.
Yeah, and you know, Jim's a great guy. You know, he's got a great story. You know, he has a vision of having those shirts all over the country, and I think he's in a ton of different cities and states. And,
I've seen them legit. I mean, the stickers are literally everywhere, but yeah, the shirts are also everywhere as well.
And how about the slogan, right?
Yeah,
we'd be better off.
It's just such, it's just wrapped up so nicely, so put together, and the message, just, you can use it for almost anything, which I like. And it's, you can interpret it multiple ways, and I feel like that's probably what he's looking for, right? Like, he has a message, but you know, you find your own meaning within his message.
Yeah, I love it. So what's next for you, Jordan? What are you focusing on? What are you obsessed with? What are you trying to get done here in 2020 after all this mess?
Man, honestly, I'm just going to be focused on always pushing the brand We Be Better Off and educating the people of the positivity of cannabis. I got a very big announcement on Sunday, if everybody wants to tune in. I've been quarantined long enough. I've been nominated Cannabis Activist of the Year 2020. So that got pushed back to July 10th.
Nice.
So, I'm looking forward to hearing the results on that. Still waiting on that. Other than that, I've been pushing the brand Cannaline. Y'all probably seen me pushing the brand Cannaline.
Yeah.
That's we've got that in about 11 dispensaries. Everything's on hold right now. It's hard to get anywhere or see anybody. So I haven't been bugging anybody or pushing anybody in the face with that. So, you know, I'm ready to get back and just live a normal lifestyle and get back to hustling, get ready to see the culture and cannabis events. I'm excited to, you know, networking has been my biggest thing. I've always enjoyed getting around and talking to people. You know, I'm a people person. I love the interaction. I love to find out, like Tony was saying, you know, the bud tenders is where you find your hidden gems, you know, your the best dabs, the best flower, the best edibles, you know what I mean? So when you get to talk to people like that and find out what's going on, what's hitting, because on a bud, just being honest, I did this for my passion. I went from making $30 an hour to the wage that I'm making now, but for the passion, you know, and I can't buy everything that I want to buy on my wages right now. So that's why it's awesome to get on Instagram and to get on and post what you really love and what you're smoking and what you're going through, because it all helps us learn what's good and what's out there.
Yeah, that's dope.
But yeah, other than that though, I'm ready to get back to normal life.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah, I think we're just, you know, we're just in the middle of this thing, right? And I think we're, you know, we got a little bit of ways to go, but we're gonna make through, people. Like, you know, and I don't want to, you know, continue to talk about this on the show. I know that's what's consuming us right now, but we're all gonna get through this. And yeah, and like I said before in the past, the people that figure out how to make wins right now those are the people that are going to come out big from this, right? Like, you know, I've been seeing that meme go around, you know, if you don't pick up a new skill, start your side hustle, or come out with new knowledge, then you wasted time. And, you know, you never had, right now is like, you always had like, oh, I don't have time. You know what I'm saying? Right. I don't have fucking time.
I'm too busy.
I'm too busy to work out.
I'll do it tomorrow.
I'm too busy to start the side hustle.
I'll start tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, next week, maybe, you know, maybe April 25th.
You have time right now.
Do it. Just fucking get it done. So, you know, guys like Jaybird, perfect example, right? You know, taking his passion, taking his, you know, matter, you know, his future into his own hands, doing what he really wants to do, to be his true self. So, testament to him.
Yeah, man. That's that hustle life.
That's that hustle life, bro.
That's the hustle life.
No matter what virus, no matter who's president, no matter, you know, who the hottest brand is, then, you know, run with what you're trying to do.
But get back to what you're saying. I mean, you will be defined in these moments.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's really easy to get down in these times, to get negative and kind of feel like, oh, I'm getting beat up here and there. But, you know, man, I guarantee you, if it wasn't the virus, it would be something else.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's how you react to the struggle, because you know it's coming, right? And you just got to navigate it and get through it.
Yeah. And I feel like, not to toot our own home, but I feel like we've ramped up since this happened.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we just loaded up.
I mean, you know, the survival mode is, I'm used to
that's all you know,
to live in that place, you know what I mean,
from the gutter, JC Coates.
Shit, man. But yeah, you know, it's important to be the light, be positive, keep on the hustle, use this extra time to get some stuff done, man. But what are you getting done?
We're getting a lot of stuff done right now, but I want to ask Jaybird one question before we dive into our new stuff right now.
Okay,
Jaybird, still there, buddy?
Yo, what's up? Yeah, I'm here. I'm chilling out, man. Yeah.
Oh, you're still there.
No, I'm here.
Hey,
no,
man. Here. So before we get off, I just wanted to ask you one quick question about your favorite memory at Culture and Cannabis.
Man, it was probably meeting my doppelganger Paul Wall, this last one, man. That was that was pretty funny. That was
Man, you guys look like just brother. Like each other.
Identical. Hey, and same JC, accent too.
JC got to take the picture of me and Paul Wall, so that was kind of cool. Like, after he was walking up with you or whatever, for whatever reason, he walked up to me, dapped me up. He let me know that he was making his own little bottle of Cannoline, so, or his own form of it, because he's been drinking syrup for a long time. So we had a little conversation, and that was really cool, man. But other than that, man, I always love looking forward to Culture and Cannabis. It brings the community together in a form where we're not judged from the outside world that's not open to it enough yet. So we'd be better off with more Culture and Cannabis events with JC and Full-Time Tony, baby.
Facts.
Yes.
Big facts. Jaybird, can you plug yourself real quickly before we sign you off here? Just where can people find you on Instagram? Where can you find We Be Better Off? Maybe the Cannoline Company, anything you're doing right now. Just give them a quick shout out.
Yeah, man. You can find me at JB1RDNV on Instagram. We'd Be Better Off is the clothing brand. I'm at Sahara Wellness, the delivery driver. If y'all want quicker, faster delivery services, you can hit me up on my Instagram and I can, you know, see what I can do. Other than that, what else? Cannoline, at The Real Cannoline. Also look up the brand Kush Company, The Real Kush Co. I got some side work with them too. Big things in the future. Like I said, Sunday, y'all tune into my Instagram. I got some really big announcements on Sunday. Y'all don't want to miss that one. And y'all go watch the Tiger King.
Thank you, Jaybird, man. I'm grateful to get to know you over the years. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for coming on. It means the world to us, brother.
Much love, my man. You know, be safe. We'll see you soon at the next Culture and Cannabis, rocking and rolling. Maybe Paul Wall will show up and we'll take some more pictures.
Hey, man, I can't wait for it. I can't wait to actually give you guys high fives and hugs, baby.
Same. All right, man. We'll talk with you soon.
Peace. Hell yeah. Y'all have a great day.
Wow.
Jaybird.
Talk
front lines, brother.
Talk about just a stand-up human being, right? Yes. There's some people in the industry, you know, him, there's just a couple people in the industry. I can't space names right now, but right. Just Tyson. Tyson, yes, just stand up human beings. You know what
I'm
saying?
You can just feel the good vibes.
Just the good vibes, the good energy. I can't complain at all. If you guys, if anyone that's watching right now has seen me and JC be reaching over, we're not holding hands. We've been using a little right here. We've been doing the volume up and down so we can hear ourselves, not hear ourselves. But JC,
what's going on?
You know, due to what's been happening, we have been working. We've been in the lab. We've been grinding.
Been in the lab with a pen and a pad.
What have we been doing? We right now, just you guys can't see them, but right behind these cameras, we have someone with the camera shooting some content. His name's Chuck. Chuck's our third partner. Yeah. Oh, we also added a new partner to the team.
Yeah. Shout out to Dean.
Shout out to Dean Sloves. Yeah. Added him to the team. So we're expanding. We're doing some new things. We have some new content coming out.
Yeah.
It's called the Culture in Cannabis Buyers Club.
The Buyers Club.
It was an idea that I had come up with a while ago that didn't really work out. Just, you know, from the Dallas Buyers Club, and so I really like that name, and I thought, you know, we could definitely use that and be creative with that. So it's a new content platform. JC stars in it and I direct it, and the whole meaning behind it is to bring you guys exclusive content, inside scoop. This content, you can't find it on our website, you can't find it on our Instagrams, you won't be able to find it on YouTube. This content is only through our email list. It's a weekly video where we drop inside scoop on new product coming out, new apparel coming out, upcoming events, sales, promos, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, everything, all things culture and cannabis. It's gonna all be dope.
We're gonna drop some knowledge on there. We'll maybe do some little guest spots, give you guys some free promo codes, get you some free gear. So if you want to check that out, make sure you're subscribed to our email list. We'll be sending that out here pretty soon. It's mainly meant for people in the industry, bud tenders, buyers, you know, salespeople, anyone here in the industry.
Yeah.
Just a new form of content that we want to produce here.
Yeah, we're going to take you inside the cultivation. We're going to talk about the THC products, the percentages, the terpene profiles. We're going to go in deep, right? So this is for the bud tenders, the industry people, you said, for the buyers.
For the buyers.
The Buyers Club.
The Buyers Club, the Culture and Cannabis Buyers Club. I don't know what else we got going on.
I mean, you know, taking this time seriously, being intentional during these times, right? Being positive, being with our family, being the light, right? Somebody's got to do it.
Oh, and 420.
It's 420 all month long.
420 all month long. We just did the first episode of 420. 420. We're actually going to be doing an event on 420. We're going to be doing we're going to actually be presenting a Nevada, Las Vegas, Reno normal event. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a telethon from 3:30 to 7:30. We're still working on the details. We'll have some more stuff coming out here soon. A little bit premature, but we will be hosting it. It will be a Monday from 3:30 to 7:30. So clear your schedules. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be like a telethon, right? We're going to have me and JC will be here. Madison and Tina from Normal will be here. We'll have a bunch of people calling in. We'll have a bunch of pre-recorded content. We'll do some like cooking classes, some yoga sessions, some live music, some great interviews, you know, maybe some product reviews, all across Nevada, all on 420, just because it's a virtual experience that we want to bring to you guys while you guys are stuck at your house.
Yes, you can still come together.
Still come together through it. It's all for a great cause too. We're gonna be raising money for Nevada Normal to help them to their road for the road. I think it's like their road to 2021, which is a plan for them to get from now until 2021 for the assembly at the state, so they can go there and fight for regulations for things such as the DUI laws and social consumption lounges.
Yeah, just to scratch the surface.
Just to scratch. That's just a little bit. Yeah. So it's for a great cause.
They're fighting the good fight.
They're fighting the best fight. Right. They're fighting the fight for everyone that's unheard. You know. So shout out to them. Shout out to Madison and Tina, Christine, Tessa, Nick, Noah, Randy, Kelly Rush,
Josh.
So many great people. Ariel, so many great people on that team. I wish I could name more right now, but I can't. Cheetah, that's another one. So it's been awesome. But I'm done rambling. So
yeah,
I think that's about it.
It's another one in the books.
It's another book. Episode number 38. Even the fucking coronavirus can't stop this goddamn podcast.
It's happening.
It doesn't matter.
Every Thursday.
Knock on wood, but if I'm in the hospital with coronavirus, we're still producing the podcast.
Every Thursday.
Every Thursday, I will be there in my bed. If necessary. Not going to happen. But
knock on wood.
Knock on wood. Knock on your head. Stay safe. Stay healthy. That's Culture and Cannabis Podcast. I'm Full Time Tony. This is JC Coates. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace.